Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued looking at our series called My Story, where we're talking about how, all of our stories are part of a bigger story that God's writing. And our story, God's way, we join God in what He's doing in writing all of history to point back to Him. We've looked at some different topics, but this past week we looked at a passage of scripture that really points to the kind of the mundaneness. You know, the average life of a Christ follower usually isn't that dramatic. We don't have these incredible things that happen here or there. That's mostly kind of mundane. We were looking at Colossians chapter 4. Let me read this in verse 12. It says, "Epaphras, who is one of you and a servant of Christ Jesus, sends greetings. He is always wrestling in prayer for you, that you may stand firm in all the will of God, mature and fully assured. I vouch for him that he is working hard for you and for those in Laodicea and Hierapolis." You know, when you think about, what is the meaning and purpose of my life? What are the things that that matter? We oftentimes are looking to point to the big things, you know, like the kids I'm raising, the job that I'm involved in, the big situations that happen in life. How do I handle them? The struggles, the crises. But the majority of our life really is just spent in the mundane, just the day to day. So how do we allow God to be in our story in the mundane? And in the letter, what's happened is Paul is writing this letter to the church, and he's saying, "Hey, look, one of you is with me, and I want to tell you, he's always wrestling in prayer for you." I mean, imagine getting a shout out in the Word of God. You know, what would they say about your life? Would they say, "Oh man, there's some really dramatic thing that happened"? Really, it's those little tiny things that Paul was taking note of here at the end of this letter of Colossians. And with Epaphras, he's saying, look, this is a guy who works hard on your behalf, and he's always wrestling in prayer for you. That means he's concerned for you. He's asking the Father on your behalf. Thinking about that is part of the story of God, that when we wrestle in prayer for others, we're basically putting them above ourselves, and we're basically saying to God, "God, I want you to act on their behalf. I want you to enter into their story, so that your story, God, could be made part of their story." It's a beautiful thing, and I think that it's underrated that we kind of think, and maybe you felt this way, that, I want to do something big for God. I wish I could make a bigger impact. And yet Epaphras gets a shout out simply for praying for others. Have you thought about that? I think that if we look at our prayer lives, not just for ourselves, but realize that our prayer lives are just as much for other people, that God wants our hearts to connect to His so that, you know, as our hearts get connected to His, we start to see others the same way that He sees them. And when that happens, He starts to transform our heart. And that's really what prayer for others is all about, is that we are connecting to the heart of God on behalf of others. I think oftentimes we think we don't have anything else to offer. You know, if we're not in a position skill set wise or time wise, or, you know, we think, man, I don't know if God wants to use me. But just taking a few minutes to pray for others is just as important as anything else you can do. Don't allow your mind or your heart to drift away from that you're making an impact in the kingdom of God, in the big story of God, by simply asking God to enter in to the story of others and work on their behalf. Father, I pray that you help us to have a great mindset. Help us to have a mindset that's completely focused on you and dependent on you, and that we'd be focused on others even above ourselves. Lord, help us to wrestle in prayer for others. Lord, I pray for those who are listening today, just that you would work in their life and draw them close to you, and help them to see the purpose of just wrestling in prayer for others. I ask that in your Son's name. Amen. Take a second before you go on to your next thing in the day. Think of two or three people that you can pray for, and just lift them up before the Lord. Till next time, God bless.